Hello, everyone. Welcome. We are beginning our teleconference now, and I just want to welcome you with a very special, enthusiastic hello. It's a wonderful, beautiful day in this California air here. So joining us from other states, welcome to those of you joining us from the East Coast, especially. This is a late night for you. We are really happy to bring you a program here brought to you by the Institute of Integral Qigong and Tai Chi, talking in particular about teacher training and information about teacher training. There's a lot of questions, so we've been receiving questions this afternoon. Thank you for those. And so we're going to be starting our official format in a few moments here as we just check in with a few more little details. If you're joining us right now on webcast, if you can just really quickly get oriented with the screen, seeing on the screen, you're going to see a little sort of a little rectangular box on the bottom left-hand side of your screen where you can type a question at any time or a comment. We try to deal with these on the air, live right here, and, of course, available on the replay after this, so our replay listeners will get a sense of what was being asked. So please feel free to ask a question, write a question, and, of course, submit your name. Nice to have a name with a question. So anytime during this evening, and even if you think of something later, you can send us a question as well. So my name is Josie, and I'm the one that's been sending you those emails, and so thank you so much for opening them up and joining us this evening. So, taking a big breath now to transition, all right, and just kind of getting a sense of who is out there and what is out there. All right, so I am going to introduce our host for the evening, who will be presenting on the teacher training programs of the Institute of Integral Qigong and Tai Chi, the director of the Institute, Dr. Roger Yanka. So just in a moment here, taking a breath. Roger, how are you?
I'm good. Josie, thank you so much for all your support. And good evening to everyone out there. And I'm assuming that you're on the call because you're answering the call to participate in this amazing opportunity in our society. There's all kinds of reasons why you might be doing this. You might be a patriot, someone who understands the nature of patriotism and what that means in terms of taking a leadership role in a society that, in the case of our own society right now, is, struggling. And you may be one of those people who's thinking about the complexities that may arise in the year 2012 because of something that you've heard or thought up even on your own about the Mayan calendar and the implications of that. You might be someone who's just simply loves your work and is in a situation where if you were to expand your credibility and your skill set, that instead of doing the job that you're doing now for the company that you're working for, you see an opportunity to be doing something different for that same company. And you may be someone who has just quit your job and decided that you want to be a teacher of mind-body practice because it's meaningful to you. And there, I could just go on. Because how do I know this? Is because the people in our training programs have these histories. They have these histories of being former. We have everything from a former oil baron to a former health insurance salesman to people who are currently teachers and in the military and social service, people in social service, psychotherapists, doctors, nurses, chiropractors. Right now I'm at the Kripalu Yoga Institute in Western Massachusetts, and we have a number of physicians in the class here. We have a number of psychotherapists in the class here. We've got a chiropractor. We've got, so just from every walk of life, people are recognizing the relevance of being a part of how this society can make its shift. Now, there's another thing. You may just be absolutely fascinated with the chi and the beautiful tradition of qigong, its origins in ancient shamanism, and its relationship with Chinese medicine and its place in the integrative medicine revolution. And so, wow, there's, you know, all kinds of possible options for why you're here this evening. I'm assuming that you're pretty darn inspired because it's such an amazing, well, need that has arisen in our society and has been arising for decades. And it's such a special time because the agencies and institutions are getting it that really there's no other solution to either productivity at work or lowering medical costs or any of the practical policy things that are trying to happen in Washington that could potentially shift the balance of distress in our nation. So let me just speak just briefly about the IIQTC, Institute of Integral Qigong and Tai Chi, credibility as a source of training for teachers. We've been doing this for well over 10 years now, and we have trained in a lengthy, thorough, comprehensive 200-hour program over 300 people from not just the United States, but Canada, Mexico, and numerous other countries, South America, Europe, and even Asia. That's right. People have actually come from Asia to study Qigong and Tai Chi at the Institute because they want that sense of being connected to credible, evidence-based versions of these programs. And so in these 200 hours, we do this as three seven-day intensives, And the first one is focused on Qigong and the whole concept of what that is and how Tai Chi is an expression of Qigong, what we do most of the Tai Chi in level two. And we teach forms that are simple and accessible, but we also teach methods which are associated with very, very rich ancient roots. And we touch on the power of these practices to not only be practical in a health sense for the body, but also everything about the interrelationship between the body, mind, and the spirit that is resident in the beautiful ancient traditions of healing, including Chinese medicine and ancient shamanism from China and all other cultures. The importance of the foundation of in Qigong is that Qigong can be translated into really simple stuff like very brief learning experiences for people in corporations using what we call mind-body max. And mind-body max means maximizing the mind-body interaction. And it's based on just the tiniest little piece of the first level curriculum. So we train you in this gorgeous, deep, comprehensive curriculum, but we also train you in how to bring it to the society, bring it to your city, your town, your organization, your community, any institution that you decide to bring it to, in a language that they understand. So, you know, stress is a big deal right now, so we teach you how to language the opportunity in terms that are easily could be esoteric, what can just as easily be very, very practical about stress mastery, medical cost reduction, chronic disease self-managed care, and, you know, the buzzwords of what's happening in the healthcare industry, and then also the yoga industry and the spa related industry and so forth. So, and then also the transcendental side of things. So to be able to bring these bodies of information to people in a context where it's addressing their longing at the level that they have that longing, whether it's spiritual or emotional or intellectual or physical or energetic. So then in level two, and we can take questions on this, in level two, we turn to Tai Chi, and you might think, 7 days to learn to be a Tai Chi teacher. Well, very important is that Tai Chi is a kind of Qigong. So level one has contributed to the awareness of the foundation of what Tai Chi is all about in terms of the integration of the body, mind, and spirit, and the integration of a little bit more complex kind of Qigong, because to many people, Tai Chi is a kind of Qigong. We acknowledge the fact that Tai Chi has roots in the martial arts, and we attend to that and play around with that. Our power focus is practical applications of Tai Chi in modern time, in this society that we live in. And we approach Tai Chi in such a way that we have had many people who are Tai Chi teachers come to take this course so that they can learn how to teach Tai Chi in a way that's more acceptable in this society. And we teach Tai Chi in a way that prepares people to understand the nature of traditional Tai Chi in its longer forms, so that our teachers, the people that we teach to be teachers, are in a way providing a gateway in their community for an entry level of Tai Chi that then can either be referred to more traditional teachers, or many of our teachers are already teachers of traditional Tai Chi, and many of our graduates have become involved in more traditional Tai Chi. So this is a powerful entry place in the realm of Tai Chi. And we have worked on this for 30 years. So the refining that has gone into understanding how to do Tai Chi classes in a context where people come to that class and they never feel like it's too much. They never feel like it's too much to learn, it's too long to learn, it's too stressful to learn. We have what we call as the integral Tai Chi teaching method, which is focused on ensuring that people have an easy access to Tai Chi in such a way that it'll never be overwhelming. And included in this whole curriculum in level one and level two is a program that we basically grant a license for the graduates to teach is Tai Chi Easy. And Tai Chi Easy is a nationally recognized Tai Chi program that we can talk a little bit more about if you wish. But by the time you're through level one and level two of our 200-hour teacher training, you are a Tai Chi Easy. You basically can use Tai Chi Easy in your community, and it's a very powerful way to be able to get big classes with sustainable, retained students. And it's very exciting, and we're working with lots of agencies and organizations, because most organizations know the words Tai Chi more than they know the words Qigong. And then in level three, we tie this all together. And by the way, in level two, we're reviewing, and in level three, we're reviewing. So this huge body of information, by the time you get to the end of level three, is set within your knowledge base and in your skill set. And the third level we call alchemy, which is the deep rich, profound, spiritual, transcendental, quantum side of Qigong and Tai Chi. And it's hard to really say much about it because it's so deep and so personal. And by the time you get to level three, you are a cultivated practitioner, and so you have the capacity to understand what it is that alchemy is. And we work from the Secret of the Golden Flower, and we work from the Book of Balance and Harmony to amazing books from the Taoist tradition, and we also dip into the Heart Sutra from the Buddhists and more, but that's the basis of it. So let's just leave the curriculum there for now, and then we'll talk a little bit about the opportunity for teachers and some simple things that we can go into more during the question period. For instance, people say, well, when can I start teaching? And the answer is that we feel very strongly that you learn by teaching. And so as soon as you're through level one, our encouragement is to get you back into your community and start teaching. And you will have so much more information than you could possibly even use that it'll amaze you. And so needing to be through level two or level three to go back and be a confident, thorough, successful teacher is not necessary. So we live by the mantra, teach what you aspire to know. And we live by the mantra that you learn to teach by teaching. And Qigong is so beneficent and so forgiving and so profound that it just makes sense to just jump right in. And many of the people who take these courses do. And I think of this one guy who was a former photographer who, after level one, went back to his hometown and basically started a Qigong business and was a total success. And is now that he's through level two, the guy's not even through level three yet, he is out there doing Tai Chi and Tai Chi Easy, and it's just amazing. So there are people who actually take this whole idea of jumping right in very seriously. And this is a person who never even did Qigong before. And he's loved by his students. Imagine what it's like to be a part of how the community is finding its own power and recovering its capacity to, maximize well-being and reduce the load or the burden of chronic disease in a community. The burden on families, the burden on finances. Gosh, it's just so powerful. So encouragement to go right to teaching. And then another question that comes up typically very often is, well, how much can I charge? And we have trained people who are very successful, who are charging over $200 an hour. And we also have people who are very community-minded and work at their regional community centers where the budgets are have been compromised and are doing some of this work for no cost. So there is every place in between, because there's a trend now for people who have money to be interested in energy medicine and mind-body practice and self-maximization and longevity and understanding the nature of their deeper self. And so there are communities of people who have dispensable income who want to be learning Qigong or something like Qigong. And a lot of our graduates are doing private lessons. So they do classes. In fact, Josie, who's on the line now, is one of these people who's done that approach to it, where they have classes that are, shall we say, less expensive as a way to be able to sort through and find the people who are inclined to want to know more but are a little less inclined to come to a class and have basically the cash flow to be able to hire a consultant to teach them. Now, there is one thing that I'll say as a caution, and that is that the curriculum that we teach is one that's focused on creating an expert in Qigong and Tai Chi. And we encourage people to, and we do a lot of talking about possible options for promotion and so forth, but mostly every graduate is, shall we say, has the opportunity to learn how to express themselves in their community and make a proposal. One of the things that we do is we support you in helping to design a proposal with a class description, a class outline, a catalog description, and a bio that you can take right back to your community and start using as a proposal to get hired by whatever, the YMCA or the university or some faith-based organization, school systems, and so forth. So the opportunity, and then I'm going to probably turn this over to Josie and let's get some questions here. The opportunity for people like ourselves who are enthusiastic about the potential of the human race, enthusiastic about the potential for this society to recover itself, and enthusiastic about meeting what could be times that are arising that have people stressed, to be able to meet those times with resiliency, and the opportunity to support people who are traumatized in finding their way back to self-regulation, and supporting people who are in social service for any number of reasons, family violence, unemployed, homeless, into realizing the power of self-care and self-maximization as a part of how they bootstrap themselves into a responsible citizenship. There's just so many levels of opportunity. So, Josie, if I have left something out that you were thinking that would be a part of this preamble to our questions and discussions, let me know, and I will jump right in on that. Otherwise, shall we proceed with questions?
Sure. Yeah. Thank you for that overview. And I just have two comments on what you said, Roger, because you mentioned my name, and of course, I want to say something about that just really briefly. And also, you mentioned that very successful person who used to be a photographer, started level one, and he was at the last level two not too long ago. He's signed up for level three. And he was just this public relations wizard. He got written up in his local paper that was published on the Internet, so people were able to find him on the Internet, find him on the local paper. And then I just want to put the little seed out there of what can happen, right? You have the dream and the factors are there. People responded, and he had a waiting list, okay, a waiting list of students. And, he was teaching primarily things that are from level one. And so when Roger said, it's really hard to exhaust this. It really is hard to exhaust. You're not going to run out of material to teach. So, this is like, what can you get? You get a lot in 7 days. So, this is the way to think about it. It's a way of really diving in. And so I wanted to be sure I said that because I think it's incredible, these little pieces of the story. And just on my account here, I do work with people one-on-one. And my background is I taught in, I've been teaching in gyms and in retirement communities. And so it's very interesting that people in gyms are, very fit, and they're not paying for class because it's part of the gym. But then what's ended up happening is that I've had, quote, office hours at this one gym, you know, where I worked, and I saw people after class or before class who wanted to work on things like posture or how to feel their feet a little bit more, you know, while they were doing these practices. You're moving slowly, relaxing, and there's just little things that can be done. And, you know, all these things that I was able to teach are the foundation, exactly the foundation of what these teachings are, right? What Tai Chi really is, what Qigong really is, in a real fundamental, integral sense. And so that's really the takeaway from these great trainings. And I use them every day. I'm not kidding you. So I just wanted to make those comments because this is really, really fun, really powerful stuff. So let's take a breath here and shift gears a little bit. And we've been getting a lot of questions, so I want to start with a little bit of a summary question here. Roger, you started talking about this a little bit, which is there's the 200-hour program, and then there's the Tai Chi Easy component of it. And what people have noticed, I'm summarizing a couple questions here. What people have noticed is that there's two trainings, right? There's a Tai Chi Easy training. And then there's the 200-hour training. So the big question is, are they different certifications? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Yes.
Okay, and then to speak to what the difference is, and then also to clear up the whole idea of, is the 25-hour program, okay, so just repeat here, is the 25-hour program, the Tai Chi Easy program, needed or recommended before starting the longer program?
Yes, I understand. And, of course, this is a question that we answer a lot. And it's good because it gives us an opportunity to support a group of people in understanding the subtleties of how this profession is developing. And the Tai Chi Easy Practice Leader training is a 25-hour training, and the Qigong and Tai Chi teacher training is a 200-hour training. So the first thing is to just compare 25 hours with 200 hours. And if this is a question that's interesting to you, please pay really close attention so that you can be clear. And the reason why there's a number of reasons why a 25-hour course exists, but I'm going to tell you the most important one, and that is that in 2003 we were collaborating with the University of Illinois and a major agency in Washington, D.C. that is associated with programming for older people, but their definition of an older person is someone who's 55, so, you know, it's not really very old people. And the Institute of Integral Qigong and Tai Chi, plus a large foundation in California, which put up the money, $250,000, to do this process. Basically what we did was we convened at an invitational conference. And you can look this up on taichieasy.org, taichieasy.org. And by the way, while you're at it, have a look at iiqtc.org. Both of those, the 200-hour information is more prevalent on iiqtc.org, and the Tai Chi Easy information is more prevalent on taichieasy.org. There's a section on the Tai Chi Easy site about this event, which is called the National Expert Meeting on Qigong and Tai Chi. And so we convened experts from every field, science, policy, administrative, larger administrative organizations like the National Council on Aging and the YMCA, scientists and researchers, doctors of Chinese medicine, including myself and others, and experts in Tai Chi, including a number of very well respected Chinese, traditional Chinese teachers. And the question, there was one question, and that is it fair and safe, and will it be effective to have a very brief training of somewhere around 25 hours? And these people deliberated for a period of 3 days and had lots of conversations, and there's a consensus report, which you can see when you go to that site and find the section of the site that references the National Expert Meeting on Qigong and Tai Chi. And it was declared pretty much unanimously by all the people that while it's true that to train a person to be a Tai Chi master would take many, many, many more hours than 25, that there is a need in our society and that would be safe to train people to be what we call practice leaders. And so we went right to it and created Tai Chi Easy. Now, you already can get a sense of the difference between 25 hours and 200 hours. The section of the 200-hour training that's focused on Tai Chi is about 60 hours. That's 7 days, a 7-day intensive training. And so the difference between 25 hours and 60 hours, because that's the at least the name of what we're talking about is Tai Chi, still gives you a relativity scale in terms of the amount of information that you can gain and the amount of skill that you can gain in a 7-day training as opposed to a 3-day training. Now, sometimes we do the Tai Chi Easy at a more like a relaxed retreat-like setting like the Omega Institute, but then it's not an intensive. It's really a retreat-like setting. So that can be a 5-day. It takes 5 days to do 25 hours instead of 3. So then the question, the big poppin' question that's out there, two of them, is it necessary to take the Tai Chi Easy course in preparation for the 200 hours? The answer to that is no. And then the other question is, does taking the 25 hours replace level 2? Answer, no. Difference is 25 hours to 60 hours. There is this, though, and this is kind of like a little inside secret about our training program, and so you're on a kind of an inside call, so you get to have this information, and that is that if there's 3 7-day trainings and they come to somewhere around 60 hours or maybe 62 hours per 7 day, then that really doesn't equal 200 hours. It's more like 180 or at most 182 or something like that. And so when we get to the end of those 3 levels, there's a question that gets asked. And the question is, does this person need to do some special program to get all the way to 200 hours? And anyone who has taken Tai Chi Easy practice leader course in advance as preparation, because it's definitely a leg up, then basically they're done, because they took 180 hours plus they took a 25-hour course, so they actually have 205 hours. Now, some people have been to China, and some people have done research, and some people have been Tai Chi and Qigong teachers already, and they just wanted to study more and to collaborate with the IIQTC and become a part of the IIQTC professional community throughout the United States. And so there are people who, when we get to the end of the 180 hours of the 3 levels, who have done something. They've written a paper. They've been published. They've done research. They have been a teacher before. They've been to China, or they've taken the Tai Chi Easy course. And so at that point, they're done with their 200 hours. If a person gets to the end of the 200 hours and it's clear that they need additional input, then we create a follow-up program, and it's usually to just go back to your community and do some teaching and then write up a report on the teaching that you're doing as an extension of the practicum to be able to get to the 200 hours and be fully certified. So, Josie, I want you to say anything that you would add to that, because I know that I may or may not have been completely comprehensive. And if I left anything out, if you would just pipe in or however we're going to do it. Are you there?
Yes. Sorry, I'm unmuting myself here. Sorry about that. Feels like you covered the major stuff there, which is, yes, there is a difference between the two programs, and yes, they go together. And what I'd say one of the probably the most important differences for me personally is doing the Tai Chi Easy program either before or after really gives you a sense of how you can package your knowledge, right? How it kind of fits together, how it hangs together, how you can present it, how you can create the learning experience for people. So, you know, for example, you know, I have a lot of experience mostly doing, you know, day to day. I can see, wow, students every day, 3 days, 4 days, 5 days a week, sometimes the same students for 3 days or whatever, short periods, like an hour or so. So that's like a class situation, right? So if you take the Tai Chi Easy program, you can get a sense of how does this fit together so that you, as the teacher, can create workshops. So it could be a Saturday afternoon, 4 hours of instruction. You actually have a sense, how does this fit together? What is the order in which to do things? So you know, you can do the training and have an appreciation as a teacher that way. And it's very, very powerful, right, just to kind of get a sense of what's possible with the information, you know, so you know, how to teach it. And so in that regard, it's really exciting. You know, if you like teaching, if you're passionate about teaching, sharing information with others, especially sharing information that is going to empower somebody, right, just have them be really excited that they know something, that they know how to breathe deeply, or that it's a practice they could share with others. You know, that kind of thing is very, very exciting. So that's the only thing I would add there, Roger, because that's, for me, I've really found that to be the case, right, to just have that be an expansion, you know, of what I kind of already do, you know, so that's that sort of idea. Yeah, wonderful.
Thank you. Good.
Okay, so
and
ready
we can,
for another
you know, we
question,
can take right? any more. Yes, please.
Okay, so this is related, and this is a great question. So this is like looking at the question from the other, the issue from the other side. So we're getting a question from Chicago for someone who is drawn to both trainings. Okay, so you know, I'm drawn to Tai Chi Easy, and I'm drawn to Level 1. So how can someone determine which training is a better fit? Right, so what's a better fit, the short training or the longer training, especially if it's almost like a toss-up between the two. So any insight about that?
Sure. Well, you know, we've already declared that they have a very complementary nature, not only in terms of concluding the 200 hours, but also a little bit of overlapping knowledge. So in other words, when you come to the 200 hours, you get everything that's in Tai Chi Easy. But what you don't see as clearly is what the Tai Chi Easy program is as a shall we say, a package. Because it's that package is, the contents of that package are spread out over Level 1 and 2. So we have had people who have taken the Tai Chi Easy program first and said, oh my gosh, that was so great that I did that. And when they got to Level 2, they felt like, oh, they had a leg up. They were ready to really learn the deeper portions of what happens in Level 2 because they had that Tai Chi Easy experience early on. And pretty much at about the same magnitude, we've had people who come back afterwards, after graduating from Level 3, and take the Tai Chi Easy Practice Leader Program, even though they're already what we call a Tai Chi Easy teacher, because once you're up to 200 hours, you have the right to call yourself a teacher. Under that, you do not have the right to call yourself a teacher, although people will call Tai Chi Easy Practice Leaders teachers, and we don't say that you have to stop them and correct them. People are allowed to say whatever they want. It's just we recommend that the practice leaders don't call themselves teachers. And practice leader is a beautiful phrase. So either way, and I really recommend that to this person and anybody else to consider the possibility of doing both, because it's just perfect, the conspiracy for really getting a greater level of confidence and a broader body of information, and looking at the bodies of information from different directions. You know how when you read a favorite book more than one time, you know, the reason you do that is because you're wanting to see it in a different way. And you know how you sometimes you start reading a book at the back end and then you read forward. A lot of people, you know, take the Tai Chi easy that fits the 20 hours that they may need to conclude, which is at the end of everything. I want to do that first. I want to read the last chapter first. And it's very, very, very personal. And so I don't think we're going to make much progress if the goal is to have myself or anybody from the IIQTC make a recommendation for what a person should do. That's a part of what the whole Institute of Integral concept is all about, is that we want to train people to be cultivated in the area of their own being that they can make decisions, gather information, have experiences, talk to people who know or don't know, and then make a decision. So I wouldn't really feel comfortable saying which one should go first. It has a lot to do with time and so forth. So here's my recommendation, and a bunch of people have done this, and many will do this again. In fact, we just trained a bunch of people throughout the earlier part of this year in Tai Chi Easy, and they've already signed up for level one. So they get it that Tai Chi Easy is an entryway, it's rich, they're back in their community using it, and they're already back for more thorough training. You know, I could sort of ramble a little bit more on that, but I think that I'm going to kind of guess at this point that we have put out a lot of information about this, and that the person who asked that question is probably feeling like they've got, you know, a good feeling about how to think about it. But we can definitely help you if you want to make a, you know, send us an email, respond to one of those emails that you've been getting with specifics, and we could even, if it feels appropriate to do so, we can, you know, Josie or I can get on the phone with you and help you to figure this out. We have a Tai Chi Easy practice leader training coming up in September at the Esalen Institute. So if a person has the time and the resources, they could actually come to Esalen in early September and then go to level one in late September and just be jamming. You know, everybody has to make their own plans. They've got their calendar challenges and other things to consider, which we have no idea about. But we can help you. You know, the sort of our department, you know, our career counseling department, which is basically Josie and myself, can talk to you a little bit more thoroughly about detail if you are, you know, if you're really down to it and you need a little more information. Go ahead, Josie.
Yeah, so thank you for that, Roger. And just for those of you who are joining us on the web, your screen actually has a button for finding out more information about the Tai Chi Easy Practice Leader Training. So go ahead and take a look at that, and that screen is actually going to be available during this call and, of course, after the call as well, so you can take a look at that when you get a chance. So at this time, we do have a fair amount of you who are joining us on the phone. Thank you very much. I'd like to just invite you to go ahead and ask a question if you are on the phone. So, you know, just, you know, be brave, take a breath, and if there's something that you have been thinking about or listening to the discussion, getting some questions answered, or maybe getting more questions generated, right? So feel free right now as we just take a breath and invite our phone callers to go ahead and ask a question. So I've just unmuted everybody. We are on like an interactive mode here, so let's go ahead and hear from our callers.
It's important to kind of jump in because we don't really like super long pauses. So, Josie, if you will be ready with the next question otherwise, and then last call, or not maybe last call for tonight for a phone question, but last call for right now for a phone question.
There was a little movement. Okay, so we'll probably do that again. Yes? Okay.
Yes.
All right. Okay, so what do you think about, here's a question. Okay, let's move on for the webcast questions here. What do you think about testing during training? Is there testing during this training, and how do you find out if somebody knows how to teach this?
That's a beautiful question. We have been doing this for a long time, and we have a policy of I'm trying to find the right word for it. It's it's an integral policy. It has to do with integrity. And part of the question that's being asked suggests that there's a certain level of expertise. Excuse me. There's a certain level of expertise that's a must for a person to be a teacher of or a practice leader. And what we've discovered is that that's actually not so true. And while it may be true that in certain, shall we say, circles, particularly perhaps what we would call traditional circles, there would be a whole, shall we say, intellectual framework around the subject of who can be a teacher. And to some extent, that intellectual framework is from another society, and it's actually a remnant from another time. I've been to China many times, and the whole idea of someone needing to be a master or a wizard to be a teacher is really a part of a kind of the past in China. So this is not to say that that's not an honorable and highly revered approach. And anything that I would say now that makes it sound like I don't believe that that's an honorable and revered approach just isn't what I'm saying. We really work with the conditions within our own society. And the Chinese tradition and philosophy and theories of Chinese medicine and some of the theories in the Chinese society around proliferation of methodologies that support the community, that is, people who live in the society, in being more well, are very important. And I've actually seen this in action both in China and here in the United States. There was a big conference a couple of years ago when many of the families, the Tai Chi families, were at Vanderbilt, and I was there giving a lecture on some research and had pretty intimate discussions with the Chen, the Yang, the Sun, and the Wu families on this topic. And it turns out that those very traditional families are very focused at this point on creating an approach to Tai Chi and Qigong in China that's very accessible. So the whole idea that if you don't do the long form for a long time before you get permission from your teacher to teach someone, that whole idea is, while it is a highly revered process from a former time, it doesn't have, it's not necessary in modern time. It's respectable, but it's not necessary. And so how we tell if a person is ready to be a teacher is that they have gone through the 200 hours and they have been vigilant and they have demonstrated their vigilance and to a certain extent their skill. Now here's the filter. This is the filter, is that typically people that don't feel like they've gotten it don't have the confidence to do anything. And there's a small number of people who go through our courses who are kind of by nature, shall we say, timid and or busy doing other things. Now, we've had a lot of graduates who graduated the course, didn't teach because they felt underprepared, and then they came back and were assistants at future courses and basically pulled together a sense of preparedness, and that's not only a sense of confidence, but it's also a sense of mastering material. We encourage people to be high integrity, and so what we don't do is have a big scary test. We have a different methodology for ensuring integrity, and of course there's this. And some people will agree with this and some people won't, that Qigong and Tai Chi are inherently beneficent and non-harming. And the thing that we teach people to teach first, before they teach anything else, is for the people in their class to take care of themselves. So all the things that we could say about injuries don't happen because of the fact that instead of being a class where there's a kind of a push curriculum, we don't train teachers to provide a push curriculum. We train teachers to provide a pull curriculum, meaning that the students pull new information out of the teacher when it's time, rather than the teacher pushing information out on the students before it's time. And so it's our method of teaching teachers how to teach and what order to put things in and how much importance to put on the whole concept of safety and self-protection and doing what we call staying in the safety zone, staying in the comfort zone, modifying the practice, and so forth. And so we are assured by the end of the time, by the end of level one, that people have got that message. And that by the end of level three, when they're doing Tai Chi, which has a little bit more potential to put some pressure on people's knees, they know how to teach so that the knees are protected. And it's not a big body of knowledge about knee health. It's cautions to students about taking care of themselves. So there's not a test. It's the school that you always wanted to go to.
Yeah. Thank you, Roger. Yeah. Okay. It's amazing how the time's gone. It's just like, okay, we're really close to our 7 o'clock time, and I think we have time for one more question here. And there's a really lovely set of questions coming in right now about preparing for level one. So this is a question from Leslie. Thank you, Leslie. Leslie has read all the books and has practiced with the DVD and is excited about level one. What else can be done to prepare for level one?
Oh, yes. Thank you so much, Leslie. Looking forward to meeting you soon. So there's, again, within the context of integrity, if a person comes to level one with less preparation, we are sure, because of the natural longing for people to want to be in integrity, we are sure that those people will be all the more focused at the practice or at the training. So there have been cases where people have come a little less prepared and they have just been more focused. Clearly, the idea of having read the required material and studied some of the required video-based or DVD-based material is shall we say, preferable. But there have been a lot of really successful learners who were, shall we say, well, not just as prepared as Leslie is, that's for sure. On the other hand, there have been many who are very prepared, as Leslie is. And as you can imagine, the more you have on board when you get there, the more oriented you will be to derive the most from being there. And so that's a strong recommendation to be prepared in just that way. Now, the other thing that I would say about being prepared is to get excited, to just let the power of this opening to a new possibility kind of overtake you, because it is, in fact, an amazing experience. And if you want to do, you know, if you want to prepare for the rigor, the level of rigor in Qigong is pretty low, really. However, you may want to use the time at the training to increase your own well-being, and use the time before the training to increase your own well-being by exercising more, going on longer walks, start preparing yourself to be vigilant in your nutrition by starting at home. In other words, you might think to yourself, well, what's some kind of a thing that I could do to increase my resiliency and my my energy? Well, how about eliminating sugar from your diet? Everybody that we work with who has somebody come to them and say, oh, you're my Qigong teacher, you're my Tai Chi teacher, I bet you know something about nutrition. And a lot of people really don't. And if you do, then you can say something. You know, we're not training nutritional counselors, so it's not going to be that detailed, but you could say something like, well, in my approach to well-being, I'm adhering to some of the ideas of the ancient Chinese, and one of them is abstaining from simple carbohydrates. The Chinese didn't have to work very hard to abstain from simple carbohydrates, meaning sugar and processed pasta type items and sandwiches made with bread. And the Chinese would, why would they ever make bread? They just eat the stuff that's on the sandwich straight up. And so if you want to prepare yourself with resiliency for being rested, that's another one. Get some extra rest. Traveling on an airplane is always got a little bit of a, takes a little bit of a toll. It's somewhat compromising. And so instead of having to rest up after you get there, why not rest before you come so that you can be at the ready? And, things like that. Certainly going on the internet and look at the YouTube channel, the IIQTC YouTube channel. That's YouTube/IIQTC. There's a bunch of videos there. And but mostly just enjoy the process of going towards this sojourn. Not only the journey, the geographical journey, but the journey of your own, the destiny journey, the part where you're reaching into your own possibilities and creating new opportunities. That kind of preparation is really more like a celebration, actually, which is kind of cool, right? So in other words, you do a little pre-study, you do a little rest, you do a little consideration about your diet, and then do some celebration.
right. Very good. Reaching into your possibilities. That just sounds like a great ending place there. So we are at the end of our program, at the end of our hour. And so if you had any more questions that you wanted to send to us, please feel free to keep submitting those as we conclude here, and also to send information, just respond to the email that you'll see after this call that has my email address. I'll include Dr. Yonka's email address as well. If you still have anything that you really want to discuss with us about training, it's a very gorgeous journey, right, to embark on. So, Roger, any concluding remarks as we kind of ride off into the sunset here?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, two things. One is that I'm honored, deeply honored. And people say to me often, you know, what do I need to do to become your student? And I'm actually not that interested in students. I am interested in colleagues. We are building a professional community of people who are not only generating a higher quality of expertise in their own lives around Qigong and Tai Chi for their own practice, sharing the evolution of their knowledge with their students. But we are also in the process of developing programs that are going through some nonprofits into communities that lack resources, and through grants and contributions, we are creating access for people in inner cities and social service agencies and compromised populations, whether that would be disease-oriented populations or socially challenged populations, mental, emotionally challenged populations, who otherwise do not have the resources to afford these programs. And we are training people to be not only teachers of the public, but we're actually in the process of training people to be the teachers of teachers, because we are theorizing that with the imminence of certain challenges in our society, look at this terribly tragic healthcare system that we have, which is just so broken that even the people who are trying to fix it don't even know what health is. So Lao Tzu says, please don't try to fix the world. You will just exhaust yourself. The world has its own destiny. So I'm not saying that we're trying to save the world or anything like that, but we're very, very enthusiastic about proliferating these bodies of knowledge to every community, not just to people who live in communities and go to spas and have health centers and et cetera, but also communities of people who are challenged. That's part of our commitment. It's part of our integral. It's a part of our integrity. And then the last thing that I would say, Josie, and maybe you would even say a little bit more about this, is that I think that I know that part of what we try to do is keep our prices low for enrollment. And one of the ways that we do that is that we negotiate with the centers that we work with to provide a discount for people who enroll by a certain time. And I know that we're coming up, although I don't know what that date is, and maybe you'll tell us, I know that we're coming up on the termination of a fairly hefty discount. And I want to be sure that people here are informed not only about the curriculum, but also about how to save some money.
Yes. Thanks for bringing that up, because you're on this call, you actually have a little bit of a leg up on that discount. So our regular early registration discount ends August 31st, and that's really the time that, as Roger was saying, we just need to inform the venues that, you know, numbers and that sort of thing. So that's the time that we've extended our discount, but we've also provided you an extra little discount that could make the difference, could just nudge you in that direction, could be the encouragement that you need just to go forward. So if you're listening to this call tonight, if you're listening to the replay of the call, you can get an additional $100 off the already quite generous discount that's available. So to just give you a sense of that, right now you can get early registration discount is $200. Imagine getting $300 off. So it's a little something, because we know that some of these decisions, you know, are just these decisions in life, right? That you can feel the energy of, yes, I want to do that. Then there could be this little nudge that helps you just say yes. So that's where we're just giving you that little bit of encouragement to say yes if you're feeling that tonight. So what you need to know is the code. The promo code is yes to train. Yes to train. And you'll get that in the follow-up email. So look for that, please. And, yeah, so that's our little gift to you, our encouragement to you for tonight. And so please think about it, and we hope that you'll register soon. All right. So that's it for tonight. Thank you so much again, and thank you, Roger, for being available right from Kapali tonight. All right. So thank you all for joining us tonight, and please look for the emails. Okay, good night, everyone.
Good night. Look forward to meeting you.